Welcome to Earth's Mightiest Weirdos. We have a fresh panel after 2 weeks of Anthony. That's good. Mark, how are you doing this evening? Fresh off of This Diz Live.
I am doing wonderful. Can't wait to talk Stan Lee cameos, my man. It's great to be back. Thanks for having me here again.
It is so good to have you here as well. Sarah, you're back pretty regularly now. It is great to have you, Sarah, at the Nerd Emporium. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. I had a long day at work, so looking forward to unwinding with some Stan Lee cameo talk.
And it does seem like that affliction caught a lot of us today. What a just a crazy day it was. Ryan, how was your day at work?
I had the day off from working at Madison Square Garden, so it's going to be a little bit exciting to have something fun to talk about tonight.
Ryan, I'm actually going to be in your neck of the woods on Friday through Sunday. We're coming into the city.
Oh, well,
this weekend.
We'll be happy to have you.
Well, so, if you get a
New York welcomes you.
If you get a chance to see the Batman, you'll see Madison Square Garden from a whole different angle. Well, before we get to the grandkid roundup in the comments, we're going to get right to it. Hello, Jax.
Hi, Dad.
How's it going?
Good.
Can everybody hear us okay? Not really?
Yep.
Let's try this getting a little closer. How about this one? All right. So we are talking Stan Lee cameos tonight, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to give us your top three favorite Stan Lee cameos. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what is your number three Stan Lee cameo?
My number three is in Ant-Man at Luis's story, bartender.
Yeah, the bartender when Luis is telling his story and Stan Lee is the bartender.
Yeah.
That the girl is crazy, stupid, fine. Yeah. Okay. How about number two?
In Thor when Stan's driving the pickup truck.
And he pulls the hammer and the back of the truck comes off?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he leans out the window and says, did it work?
Yeah.
Yeah. And your number one Stan Lee cameo in all of the MCU?
In Civil War when he calls Tony Stank.
Yeah, and he's the FedEx driver and he says, Tony Stank?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like that one?
Yeah.
All right. And then Stan Lee, you love Stan Lee, right?
Yeah.
What do you like the most about Stan Lee?
I don't know that answer.
Just that he gave us a lot of our favorite characters, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, thanks, pal.
You're welcome.
Been a few weeks since he's been on, a little bit rusty. Sorry about that. We also tried a new microphone setup that I don't know how well it worked, but let's get to that grandkid roundup. I'm taking that from Diz Live, Mark. I'm going to steal it and I'll steal it forever. So we've got Allison is here. Jalen is here. Justin is here. Head of the mod squad. Greg is here. Greg, fresh off of our show from last week. And also Greg. Happy birthday to Greg and fellow weirdo, Rob, Piano Rob. It was his birthday. David Rosen is here, says, nice hair, Sarah. Sarah with a fresh new haircut. Thank you. All right. Monday was no good for anybody.
No.
No.
All right. Well, she likes the picks of, Jalen likes Jack's picks of Stan Lee's favorite cameos. Alex is here. Well, let's get into it then. First and foremost, we do have some Marvel news. We're going to toss it first to our resident Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. fan down there in the bottom left corner. Ryan, we are 9 days away from the Marvel Defenders making their way onto Disney Plus with a brand new set of parental controls, which is interesting. We're starting to step up in the world the way the rest of the world has had Disney Plus Hotstar for a while now. But Ryan, we're getting Marvel's Defenders, which is Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Punisher, Iron Fist, and Luke Cage. I think I got everybody. And then we're also getting all 7 seasons of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. onto Disney Plus. Ryan, what does it mean to you now that you're going to be able to watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. with one subscription where you watch the rest of your Marvel content?
It's really exciting for multiple reasons. I spend a lot of time on Disney Plus to begin with, so just being able to go back and rewatch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or Punisher, Daredevil is really exciting. I don't have to be extra lazy and not want to leave the platform. But also, I think Sarah and I have discussed this about the possibilities that all those characters coming to Disney Plus means for the expanded multiverse of the MCU.
Yeah.
So you're fully willing to admit that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. might not be MCU sacred timeline worthy.
I think it's fair to say it's not sacred timeline, but that doesn't mean it's not canon.
Okay.
Well, well put, dude. Nice job on that. We
believe the character of Bobby Morse to have been recast into the MCU. Phil Coulson, I believe, is the only character in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. other than Samuel L. Jackson's Nick Fury early on to have made an appearance in the MCU. Is that other? And then Stan Lee. We'll talk about that one later tonight. But we do expect Daisy Johnson's Quake, played by Chloe Bennett, to potentially make a jump to the MCU. I think Sarah would be okay with that one. I mean, who knows about Gemma Fitz, or just Gemma Simmons, right? Not Fitzsimmons. I was going to put her with her married name. So there's multiple people, but Chloe Bennett as Quake would be my number one jumping into the MCU now that we've already gotten Charlie Cox's Daredevil. Sarah, how about you? Is there anybody from this group of shows that you want to make the jump into the MCU?
I was talking with Ryan about how cool it would be to have a Asian American female show led by Chloe and Ming-Na Wen. I think that would be awesome to have Quake and Agent May together kicking butt and fighting crime. I think it would be awesome.
If we can get Fennec Shand just to bring Boba Fett on over with her, like let's just give us everything Patton Oswalt could have ever dreamed of. Mm-hmm. Mark, who are you hoping to make? Like, we already know that Charlie Cox is Daredevil. That's a given now at this point. Who else do you hope that you see very, very soon?
I know it's probably not going to happen. I mean, there's been a lot of hemming and hawing about just how violent the content is, but they've been talking about toning down the Punisher. Growing up, I was somewhat of a sucker for that character. I understand he's really polarizing. There's a lot, like, it's somewhat archaic. But I did like the take on the Punisher that they did. I don't know how that would fit inside of the Disney Plus ecosystem, but with parental controls, maybe it's possible. I don't know. I enjoyed that. I'm going to sell myself a little short here and say, I am like the one person on the earth. I could not get into Daredevil. I know, scream at me. I'm really sorry, everybody. I just couldn't get into it.
I don't get that, man.
How far did you get, Mark?
So I got to like season two, midway through season two, and I just abandoned it. I actually watched all of Iron Fist, and like people are like, "You're weird." I'm like, "I know. Look, I am what I am." I watched all of Iron Fist, and I didn't get through all of Daredevil, and I don't know why. I just didn't. And a few weeks earlier, when we found out that he was coming back to the MCU, I really tried to give it another go. And I don't know if I was just watching it at the wrong time of night, but I fell asleep on episodes every single night so that I watched maybe the same episode six times. And I was like, listen, I give up. I waved the white flag and I'm like, I give up. I don't know why I'm falling asleep on the show, but I have to like watch it at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon with a cup of coffee, or I'm just going to tune out. And I'm weird. I'm sorry. Like, please, people are going to scream at me in the comments, but there's a lid for every pot, and Daredevil is not it for me. I'm really sorry. I'm sorry, guys.
Jalen says she's also struggling with season two of the Daredevil, which is a bit of a surprise to me from Jalen's aspect. Like, that kind of seems to be up more Jalen's. Like, if it's Kara, like I get it, but Jalen, not like, I'm surprised that Jalen has that opinion. I will say with Iron Fist, it's actually better after I watched the Defenders.
Yeah.
I struggled with Iron Fist in season one. Then I saw the Defenders and did better with Iron Fist season one. It's still not a great character. I'd love to see that take on more of a Shang-Chi approach than.
Mm-hmm. And Jalen and I are very similar in that. I don't know what I enjoy season one more of Daredevil. Season two just starts to knock me out. It zonks me out. And I don't know why. It's like salad. I want to like salad. And I know everyone's like, it's healthy for you. You should eat it. And yet I can't get into it.
Daredevil equals salad. I don't think we'd ever heard anything quite the same. Greg calls out what I had called out already. Glad you mentioned parental controls. Surprised they went to Disney Plus and not Hulu. I thought if they were going to go anywhere, I didn't think one, it was going to be this quickly. And two, I thought it was going to be Hulu as well. That's just starting the integration of Hulu and Disney Plus when we can officially do it. It's all going to be one platform. That's what I'm hoping for. I'll put on my tinfoil hat a little bit. I don't think it's going to happen with Moon Knight. Do you think the parental controls have anything to do, not with Moon Knight, but eventually I think we're going to get something MCU proper where the parental controls are going to matter, and I think it might happen sooner than later. Does anybody think I'm crazy? I think Moon Knight, like, can you imagine if Moon Knight you need a parental control to access? It'd be interesting.
I think the first one that we'll probably get would be Deadpool 3, if I had to guess on one.
Yeah, there's rumor today that they cut a Deadpool scene from Avengers Endgame or something. Like, that seems like a "we got this covered" rumor, but it'd be cool if it were true. Okay, well, let's get into talking about the man on my shirt, Mr. Stan Lee. He has the best last name in the game. We will get right into it. So first and foremost, we are getting into...
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
We are not talking Hawkeye. We are talking brackets. It is March Madness, baby. It is going to be March Madness over here at Earth's Mightiest Weirdos all month, where we're going to do all kinds of brackets, just like the one we are doing tonight. I did post the bracket around Facebook, but if you have not gotten a chance to see it, here it is. I pulled these rankings from movieweb.com, so don't yell at me. I didn't want to voice my own opinions in the bracket seating, because number two wouldn't be number two if I had done it. So, but this is what we're going to be going off of. Everybody in this group has seen the bracket ahead of time. Everybody did their homework and rewatched the cameos along YouTube. We have 22 official MCU proper Stan Lee cameos. And then I did MCU adjacent projects with number 23 and number 24, which are out of Agent Carter and Ryan's favorite Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It was season one Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. right before the downfall of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Hydra came in. So it was still very felt MCU proper at the time. Alex says concept art of Deadpool fighting Proxima Midnight in Macau instead of Abomination and Wong. So that would have been in Shang-Chi. That would have been kind of fun. I like that. All right. Well, we are going to get right into it in the top left corner of the bracket. The top eight seeds have a first round bye. So our very first one is going to be out of Thor: The Dark World, when Dr. Selvig is at the front of the group. Oh, and by the way, in the comments, you are the tiebreaker. So if it's 2-2 on the panel, then the comments get to break the tie of which cameo moves on in the bracket.
I was going to say that what David said.
I think Spider-Verse deserves an honorable mention. That is a good one. And saying that it always fits at some time. And he talks about how he misses Steve Ditko. Like, that's kind of in the grander universe, kind of what he's talking about. So in Thor: The Dark World, Dr. Selvig is at the front using shoes to talk about science. And in Iron Man 2, Stan pops up as the one and only Larry King. Mark, do you have a vote? Thor: The Dark World and the shoeless patient of Stan asking for his shoe back, or Larry King?
I do. I love both of these. This is a really hard decision right off the bat because it's just so tongue-in-cheek, him as Larry King. But the line delivery of "can I have my shoe back" is going to take it for me. I'm going to vote for the shoe.
Selvig's like, are there any questions? Yeah. Can I have my shoe back? Sarah, how about you?
They're both, for me, equally bizarre. Like, they both make me laugh so much. But I got to go with Iron Man 2.
1-1. Ryan.
Yeah, this was probably the only one that was a clear winner, because I truthfully, until I rewatched it, all of them, I couldn't remember the Thor: The Dark World one. So I went with the Iron Man 2, Larry King.
So that's basically just the rest of Thor: The Dark World.
Yep, pretty much.
Where was that on your list when you were here for the rankings?
31.
Yeah, I was going to say just ahead of the Incredible Hulk, right? Yep. Okay. Well, we are going straight to the comments immediately, because I am also voting for the shoeless patient in Thor: The Dark World.
I loved you for a reason.
I just think it's a better cameo. So we are tossing it to the comments right away. Please let us know Thor: The Dark World or Iron Man 2 when he pops up as Larry King. I don't even think he says anything. He just kind of stares at the camera.
I can keep the tally for you. And then if you want to keep it rolling, we can come back and break the tie.
We will break the tie here in just a little bit. Stephanie Wyatt, we haven't called her out yet. Thanks for joining us, Stephanie. I think we're already off. I think we can already call it, Mark. I'm pretty sure Thor the Dark World has won. There has not been a single vote for Iron Man 2 at this point. So I am moving Thor the Dark World on to match up against the one seed where I do expect it's going to get housed. We are now moving on to the nine seed, Avengers Infinity War, as the school bus driver yelling at the kids for never seeing a spaceship before. And Ryan, we will start with your vote for the 24 seed of criminally underrated, I will say, but I had to throw these in, these last two in at the moment, when he lectures Coulson, when Simmons is going on this entire rant about covering to spill the ashes on the guys on the train, and he lectures Coulson about being more present in his daughter's life. Ryan, where are you going here? Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or Avengers Infinity War?
Surprisingly, I went with the Infinity War one, not Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So I had to use some logic in my picking.
Fair enough. Sarah, how about you?
The bus driver.
What's wrong with you kids?
Yeah.
You ever seen a spaceship before? Perfect. Ryan or Mark, is it a clean sweep?
It's going to be a clean sweep. All right. Infinity War, that's a great cameo. It's criminally underrated at nine. It's a great cameo.
I love that one too. Next one, the 13 seed, where he is. I'm picturing him as Jerry from, you know, the Jerry's Game, the Pixar short film where the guy plays chess against himself. And then he shows up as the toy fixer upper in Toy Story 2. I'm just picturing Stan as that chess player in Avengers when he gets interviewed saying superheroes in New York. And then he's going up against the 20 seed, which is Guardians of the Galaxy, when Rocket spots him through his binoculars and calls him a Class A prevert. Sarah.
Chess. Avengers.
I would venture to say the Guardians one hasn't aged super well. I'm going to put that out there now. So one vote for Avengers. Ryan, how about you?
I went with Avengers as well, the chess scene.
Mark.
I'm going with Avengers, the chess scene. Right. For that reason, it really hasn't aged well.
I do have the Guardians Funko of Stan with this one, with all the crazy glasses and stuff. All right, Avengers moves on. The 12 seed, Black Panther, when he is at the craps table and he steals all of Agent Ross's chips, moves them on over.
Just going to move these right over here.
Against Iron Man 3, when he is the pageant judge, holding up the perfect 10 for the girl in the county pageant. Sarah had a face again, maybe one that hasn't aged super well.
Yeah, no, not super well, but I think for comedic value, the him sliding those chips over is just so perfect.
Well, and it's at the point in Black Panther 2 where it's like the last person you expect to see on your screen. Yep. At that point in time, it's before the amazing one shot that they literally had an IMAX camera on a zip line that they shot from like the second level down to the first, but it's all broken up by Stan stealing Agent Ross's chips. I also cast my vote for Black Panther. Mark.
My problem with the pageant judge too is not only has it not aged well, but it's a blink and you missed it cameo. Mm-hmm. That there's no audio cue to it. So if you looked away, you actually could have missed this one in the movie. So it's just not a great cameo in that respect. So I mean, plus the Black Panther one, it's a good cameo. It's funny. And again, really great line delivery on his part to make it funny. Black Panther.
Ryan, clean sweep?
Clean sweep.
All right. We will now move to the other side of the bracket. Again, we will pop this back up on the screen for those looking for it. Our 15 seed in Spider-Man Homecoming, where he's the neighbor, Gary, yells at Spider-Man along with the rest of the neighborhood for making that car alarm go off. And then in Captain America, the first Avenger, when they're waiting for Steve to come out on screen and Stan says, I thought he'd be taller. Ryan.
I went with the Homecoming one. That's just so funny. Don't make me come down there.
Don't make me come down there, you punk. I like that one. Sarah.
How's your mother? I do like that one, but I think, I don't know. The first Avenger is such a, I have a very warm spot in my heart for that movie. So, and it's just funny. I thought he'd be taller.
I am also going to cast a vote for Captain America, the first Avenger. Mark.
We're going to the comments because Marjorie.
Let's go, Mark.
These are two good ones.
So yeah. We are sending this to the comments. Spider-Man Homecoming, where don't make me come down there, you punk. And then Marjorie, how's your mother? or Captain America, the first Avenger, when he's the general and says, I thought he'd be taller. So, Mark, you go ahead and keep tabs on that one. We will move on to the next one, where for me is one of the most criminally underrated, partially because of the timing of this particular cameo going up against. We'll go with the 23 seed first, Agent Carter, when he's sitting next to Howard Stark and asks for the sports section of the newspaper while they're sitting on the shoeshine stand. Said that without stuttering. I'm surprised. Against the 10 seed of Captain Marvel, where he is the subway passenger. And he's going through his line from Mallrats saying, trust me, true believer. I love that one. It does take it down a notch for me only because you can tell at parts where it's not Stan himself because his hair is just so white and the glasses just don't match. But I will forgive it. It also came with the Marvel Studios Stan Lee treatment at the beginning of this film. My vote is for Captain Marvel, Mallrats. Mark.
Captain America, Mallrats. That was sentimental. I mean, again, we got the full treatment. The Marvel prior to the movie was paying homage to Stan Lee. That was a special cameo. He had just passed away. It's not the best cameo, but it's the one that tugs at the heartstrings probably the most nonetheless. So that's my vote.
Ryan.
Yeah, all the reasons that were said. It was the first one after he passed in the tribute, Captain Marvel.
Sarah, clean sweep.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you have Stan Lee on tape saying true believers, absolutely.
That's fair. All right, Mark, do we have a tiebreaker?
Looks like Spider-Man edged it out 5-4. Edged
out. Okay, so we haven't had a single upset by seeding yet. So everybody does believe with movieweb.com. All right, we will now move on to the 14 seed, the Incredible Hulk, where he drinks the soda that has Bruce Banner's blood in it. And then in 19, this one is very, very underrated in my opinion. We have Luis's story in Ant-Man of the bartender saying crazy, stupid, fine. So we get Stan's face when we get Luis's voice. Mark, we're going to go to you first.
I told you this morning. I forgot about the Incredible Hulk cameo. When we watched the
movie too. So
yeah, when we watched that montage, I had to be reminded, and I was like, I totally forgot that was Stan Lee that was drinking the tainted soda. But the Ant-Man sequence, dude, Luis can narrate my life, and I love anything Luis narrates is going to get my vote. So
Marvel Studios, we know you're watching. Please release the Comic-Con footage of Paul Rudd and Luis explaining the entire MCU to Michelle Pfeiffer. Stephanie says the Captain Marvel intro, in addition to that cameo, makes Captain Marvel win that one as well. Sarah, the Incredible Hulk soda or Ant-Man bartender?
Ant-Man bartender.
Ryan?
Getting our first upset, Ant-Man bartender.
Yes. First upset, Ant-Man bartender. I have a feeling it's going to come into a buzzsaw next round. The 11 seed, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, where we get confirmation that he's been this same character every time, where he tells the Watchers, this time I was a Federal Express man. And then we get an additional cameo at the end of the film, which I believe is the fifth of all five post-credit scenes in Guardians 2. Where they're going to leave him behind and he needs a ride home. Ryan, we'll start with you. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, or I'm sorry, the 22 seed in Iron Man, where he's referred to as Hugh Hefner in a red robe with two girls on his arms.
Just because of what it meant in terms of there being Watchers out there and setting the idea in our head, the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Having to go Guardians to move anything on really hurts your heart, I'm sure. Sarah. Yes.
This one's hard. I do like the Guardians one for that reason that Ryan mentioned, but I just think it's so funny when Tony, I just think it's funny because it's the same thing that they do in Iron Man 2 and they dress him up as Larry King. This one, they dress him up as Hugh Hefner. I just think it's so bizarre and funny. So Hugh Hefner.
All right. Jon Favreau pulling out all the stops there. Mark.
Yeah. Hugh Hefner reference is really funny, but the look that he gives coming off of it, which is like, I'm clearly not Yeah, it's like the it's like a WTF look that he's like, what? I'm not you. Yeah. So it's so funny. I gotta go with Hef. It's hilarious.
We are sending this one to the comments because I am going astronaut Stan with the Watchers. It not only confirms that he's been the same person all along, but it also confirms the existence of Watchers before we ever met Uatu in What If. And the fact that it comes back at the end of the film. Oh, gee, like I need a ride. Like it's so funny. So we are throwing this one to the comments. We have Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 versus Iron Man. So please let us know which one you're going for. Make sure we count the vote for Watchers as Guardians 2. Mark, we will move on and we will come back to that one. I will kill a little bit of time, Mark, while you can count up those, because we have our number one overall seed.
Are you Tony Stank?
Yes, this is Tony Stank. You're in the right place. Thank you for that. Never dropping that, by the way. Table for one, Mr. Stank, please, by the bathroom.
By the bathroom.
MovieWeb nailed this one by putting Tony Stank as the number one overall seed. Shout out to Boomer and Stephanie in the comments. I believe it was during the Festival of the Arts at Epcot last year, they were able to pick up an everyday Avengers art piece, and it had Iron Man sitting on the toilet, and they were looking for a name for it. And the winner of the name was Tony Stank. Boomer or Stephanie, please correct me on where you found this piece of art. I think it was at the Festival of the Arts. It's weird that you have Iron Man sitting on a toilet, but the fact that its name is Tony Stank makes it all the better. I am casting my vote for Tony Stank. It is up against the 16 seed of the Shoeless Patient in Thor the Dark World. Mark?
Before we do that, let's call it for the Watchers, because it looks like we moved on. So let's call that for Guardians of the Galaxy.
All right.
Tony Stank is incredible. Like, that is so funny. And the Dark World was cool, and like, congratulations to you for getting out the first round, but sorry, there's no way you're winning against Stank for me.
We talked about how funny that line delivery is, but so Stephanie says it was parody art. It was a Facebook contest to name it, and they shipped them the canvas. It was delivery for Tony Stank, so it was not Epcot Festival of the Arts. That makes more sense. All right, Sarah.
Stan's delivery and Don Cheadle playing off of it, I think, helps boost it a little bit. I got to go with Tony Stank.
Doesn't sound like this one's going to win at all for you, though. So I'm very interested to see how the rest of it's going to go. Ryan, is it a clean sweep there?
Tony Stank.
We are putting up the second biggest Marvel movie of all time, Avengers Infinity War, with the school bus driver saying, "What's wrong with you kids? Have you never seen a spaceship before?" We are going against Avengers Endgame, the second of the post-credit scenes that aired after Stan Lee passed away, and also the very last MCU proper Stan Lee cameo that we got of him driving. I don't know the car that he's driving, but he has a bumper sticker that says "Nuff Said" on it, and then he's got a girl with him, and he screams out as they drive by Camp Lehigh to make love, not war, in 1970. Sarah, you look like you have your mind made up here. Avengers Infinity War is the school bus driver or the hippie in Avengers Endgame?
I think just based on sentimental value, the Avengers Endgame.
Brian?
Yeah, it being his last one makes that one the winner, Endgame.
Mark?
Clean sweep. Just on sentimental value. It's not a better cameo, but what it meant makes it a better cameo.
For me, that really makes it is that bumper sticker that says "Nuff Said" on it. I absolutely love that.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what "Nuff Said" is, Sarah, would you like to tell the audience what "Nuff Said" means in the Stan Lee world? Do you know?
I don't think I know. No.
Okay. So he used to write editorials to his audience of even back in the 60s, where he was talking about why he does what he does. Bullying, how we need to be including of everybody, all that kind of stuff. And he would always end his editorials with "Nuff Said" right there at the end. So I picked up a piece of art at the Epcot Festival of the Arts last year that has a typewriter that says "Nuff Said" on it. And then Stan Lee's silhouette was on the back, was kind of a watermark on the screen. And then it had several of his characters staring down at it in a somber fashion. I have that on my wall and I love it.
that makes it so much more special. I'm glad you said that.
All right. The four seed in Doctor Strange, where they are in the mirror dimension and Doctor Strange and Wong fall onto the side of the bus, where Stan Lee is saying that is hilarious, versus the 13 seed Avengers, where he is Jerry the chess player in my own personal headcanon. Mark, we're going to start with you.
You get a lot more shock value out of the bus, that it like in the midst of all the chaos and the dimension bending that have him riding on the bus, kind of having like a moment of his own, totally oblivious to what's going on around him. And it's funny. So that is hilarious. So I'm going to go with that as hilarious.
One thing I about the Avengers one is like, you've gone the whole film and you're like, we still haven't seen him yet. You kind of forget about it. And then yep. Like, it's the opposite of Infinity War, where they get it done so early on that it's just done. So that's a vote cast for Doctor Strange. Sarah, how about you?
I'm going to stick with Avengers. Superheroes in New York. It's just so good.
All right. Ryan.
Just because Doctor Strange is higher on my list than most people, I got to go with that cameo.
Yeah, buddy.
The mirror dimension. Yeah. I am sticking with Avengers as well. So we are sending this one to the comments. Please let us know.
Here we go.
The four seed, Doctor Strange and the bus passenger, saying that is hilarious. Or Avengers 1, where he says, superheroes in New York, don't be ridiculous.
Do we know what he's reading on the bus?
I tried to figure it out, and if I'd have worked harder, I probably could have. But I do not know the answer.
Probably out there somewhere. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sure it is. So let us know in the comments, Doctor Strange is the bus passenger, or the 13 seed Avengers being the chess player. We will move on while Mark tabulates those votes. Black Panther at the craps table, where he takes all of Agent Ross's chips, versus Captain America, the Winter Soldier, where he is the security guard, where I also do have a Funko of this one. He pops into the room, sees the mannequin missing the costume or suit for Captain America. He says, I am so fired. Ryan, where are you going here?
I'm going with the Winter Soldier. That's hilarious. And it's the turning piece to the third act of the movie. So,
Mark, it's looking to me like we have an upset in the last round.
Yeah, Avengers is there. Avengers took it.
Avengers is the winner. Sarah, the Black Panther chips in the casino, or the security guard in Winter Soldier?
Winter Soldier, security guard.
Mark?
Winter Soldier, security guard.
I am so fired.
It's so good.
The only two Stan Lee Funkos I have are the Guardians Volume 1 and that one. I love it. Okay. The two seed. Again, this is where, if this was my, I wouldn't have put it at two. I think it's good. Ant-Man and the Wasp, where he's putting his keys in the door of the Chevrolet Malibu. And it's as strong as this for fun, but I'm paying for. Show all the different versions that he filmed for this. The one that the film is funny, really. In Spider-Man Homecoming.
I'm going mental vote for Captain Marvel out the way. This is a better cameo. It's laugh out loud funny. And I believe him in that moment that he's probably not lying.
This was the last cameo of a living Stan Lee at the time. Sarah, how about you?
I laughed really hard in the theater when that happened. So the Ant-Man.
Sounds like I'm a little off base by not considering this my number two, but we'll find out. Ryan?
Yeah, same reason as Sarah. I laughed out loud.
All right. Ant-Man and the Wasp moves on. The next one, we have the 10 seed of Captain Marvel. And again, I'm looping into that with that Marvel Studios treatment that we got at the beginning of the film. And then it says, thank you, Stan. I love that. Against these number seven, Thor, when he is trying to pull Mjolnir with his pickup and the entire bed comes off and he leans out the window and says, did it work? Mark.
My mistake. I thought Captain Marvel was the last round. Wouldn't have made a difference to me anyway. I'm going to go with Captain Marvel again. I'm going to keep it going.
Sarah?
True Believers.
Trust me, True Believer. Ryan?
Captain Marvel.
Wow. All right. I'm bummed. I really love that Thor one. All right. The three seed, Thor Ragnarok, where he says, please don't touch my hair. Please, kind sir, do not cut my hair. And he's got the giant thing on his hand where he cuts everybody's hair up against Ant-Man's Luis story and the bartender. I am casting my vote for Thor Ragnarok. I just think the shock value of that cameo was too good to pass up. Mark?
That whole scene was too good to pass up. Ragnarok, clear for me.
Sarah?
Okay.
Yep, I have a statue of Stan with that.
Do you really?
I do.
That's awesome. I love that. Ryan?
Same thing, Ragnarok.
All right. We have Avengers Age of Ultron, where Thor is telling everybody all about the liquor that was aged in the barrels of Grunhill's fleet that is not meant for mortal men. And then he says, so neither was Omaha Beach, Blondie. Let me try it. And then he gets carried off by saying his signature line of Excelsior against Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 and the Watchers. Mark.
Excelsior. Oh, dude, he could have just said, just Excelsior would have worked. But the fact that he was completely and totally inebriated and just wasted by Thor's magical elixir makes it even funnier. That's another laugh out loud moment for me. Cameo.
Ryan.
The Age of Ultron. That's just hilarious. Him getting dragged out. Oh my gosh.
That's what makes it is like the Excelsior. He's completely slurring it. Sarah, how about you?
I, for the same reason that I love the True Believers one from Captain Marvel, I do love Excelsior, but there's a line in the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 during that scene. He says, I have so many more stories to tell, and it gets me in the heart every time. So I got to go with that. I know the other one will win, but good, I got to catch.
No, I like your vote. I'm glad you did that.
For and the I, record, you voted against that one with the
I know. I didn't think about round. It.
I have so many more stories to tell is good. Unfortunately, it is being eliminated because I am also casting my vote for neither was Omaha Beach, Blondie. I love it.
Hey, can I change my vote? Can we send this to the audience? Because I feel like
we can send this to the comments.
Sarah swayed me. I forgot that line was added to that montage. I got to throw it to the people, man. I just
We are in the comments. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, where Stan has so many more stories to tell versus Omaha Beach, Blondie. That's how I sum that one up. And him saying his signature line of Excelsior. It is the only time that word has made an appearance in the MCU. Please let us know in the comments what you vote for. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 or Avengers Age of Ultron. While those votes are coming in, we will definitely move on to the one where I expect to continue, but we will see. We have Tony Stank, the FedEx driver, against the Avengers Endgame hippie of Make Love, Not War, with the bumper sticker of Nuff Said. Ryan, we'll start with you.
I have Tony Stank. The Endgame one is very sentimental, but the Tony Stank's just freaking hilarious.
Again, to what Sarah said, like Don Cheadle really makes that one. So, Sarah, how about you?
You swayed me on this one with the Nuff Said story. I like that.
All right. That. Ultron definitely takes it in the comments. So Avengers Age of Ultron does beat Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Mark, how about you? Tony Stank or the Avengers Endgame hippie?
What makes the Tony Stank such a good cameo is it's not a cameo that's left alone in the vacuum. He's interacting with Don Cheadle. He's interacting with him. And it makes it funny. It's some of the best work that Don Cheadle gets to do comically throughout the course of the whole saga. And it's really, really funny. It's really good. I really love the Nuff Said, but it's a better cameo. I have to vote for Tony Stank.
I am also going to vote for Tony Stank. No, I'm not. I'm voting for Avengers Endgame. Enough said, and I'm going to throw this to the comments. Tony Stank or Make Love Not War? Let us know in the comments. Captain America Civil War or Avengers Endgame. And we will move on while those votes come in.
Well played, Bri. Well played.
I thought about it, and I don't want to be the ultimate deciding vote on this one because really means a lot.
I get it. That's how I felt with the last one. I understand.
So yeah, let us know in the comments if you would rather have Tony Stank from Captain America Civil War or Make Love Not War from Avengers Endgame. Next one, the Avengers, where he is the chess player, or I Am So Fired, which is from Captain America, the Winter Soldier. Tony Stank moves on from the last round with the votes that were coming in very, very quickly. All right. So Avengers, chess player, or Captain America, the Winter Soldier, I Am So Fired. Ryan.
Winter Soldier, I'm fired.
Sarah.
Same.
Mark.
Yeah, three for that. It's going to go. Right.
That one moves on. The 60s were fun, but I'm paying for it now. Ant-Man and the Wasp, or what Mark thought he was voting against last round, Captain Marvel, trust me, true believers, officially making canon Kevin Smith's Mallrats, and Kevin Smith legitimately cried, which he does fairly often, but he did cry when he found out that he gets to exist within the MCU proper. Sarah, Captain Marvel, or Ant-Man and the Wasp?
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
The 60s were good, but I'm paying for it now. Mark?
Yeah.
If I change my vote, then I'm a hypocrite, because last round, that's what I thought it was. And I explained myself, so I'm going to go with it again, Ant-Man and the Wasp.
I am casting my vote for Captain Marvel and the Mallrats line. Ryan, are we sending this to the comments, or are you breaking the tie?
We are sending this to the comments.
All right. So Ant-Man and the Wasp, the 60s were fun, but I'm paying for it now. Or Captain Marvel, again, part of what makes that Captain Marvel one for me is the Marvel Studios treatment at the very beginning of the film. Please let us know, Ant-Man and the Wasp or Captain Marvel, in the comments. We will move on to Thor Ragnarok, where he is the barber and he cuts Thor's hair. Please, kind sir, please don't do it. Against the liquor aged in the barrels of Grunhill's fleet that is not meant for mortal men. Neither was Omaha Beach Blondie. Mark.
Surprisingly, I'm going to go with Ultron on this. I really love that whole cameo. But again, I just like the I like the way that he gives a nod to the greatest generation and kind of says, we're not mere mortals either, dude. So I like that. So we're going with Ultron.
I am sorry to break the news to Sarah and Mark, but the winner in the last one is Captain Marvel and the subway passenger and the Mallrats cameo.
I don't hate it. I'm fine. I'm okay with it.
All right. So Mark is casting his vote for Avengers Age of Ultron. Sarah.
Excelsior.
Do you have that like statue like close by?
I wish I did. No, okay. It's in my storage unit.
Okay. I need to see that at some point.
I know.
Is it from Hot Toys, or where is it from?
Iron Studios.
Okay. Okay. So we have.
I need a storage unit for my Funkos. I feel like I'm lagging behind now.
It's not just for my.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was like, whoa, I thought I was a collector. Y'all are breaking out storage units. Linda, I need a storage unit. I'm not even close.
Speaking of Linda, we need to go back to what happened on This Diz Live, where I picture, now this isn't true, I've never been in your home, but I picture the exact same home that they have on Full House, where there's steps leading down to the basement and there's a red light up there. So when Jesse and the Rippers were recording, there was a red light that stopped people from coming into the studio. I imagine Linda having bypassed the red light today to tell you about this missing hamster of her friend.
It's accurate. That is accurate.
Okay. Did they find the hamster?
The hamster is at large, but has been captured.
All right.
It was not in our house. It was in a friend's house.
Was it still alive?
Yeah, it was like peeking out from behind the stove, legitimately like this, and just the head sticking out from behind the stove where like you turn the gas on. And she laughed because I had a hamster named Mighty Joe Young that used to escape. Linda hates rodents, and I'm surprised. Like, this is how I knew I picked a good one. She hates all rodents save for Mickey Mouse. And she stayed at my house. And Mighty Joe Young, if a lifespan of a hamster is like 3 years, probably 6 to 8 months of Mighty Joe Young's natural life was spent in the wild in my house, because he would escape, power lift his way out of the cage. And he was like a feral hamster that we would just hear a rustling in the house. And then look, and you'd have this hamster that was like mad and was like, and you didn't want to go back in the cage. He would bite you. I would yell at my mom. My mom's like, you got better keep the cage clean. I'm like, why? He's gone. She's like, we'll find them 4 weeks, 6 weeks from now. And Mighty Joe Young was always escaped. So she got triggered and was like, look, it was just like Mighty Joe Young.
Like I said, I do picture her going, bypassing the Jesse and the Ripper's red light, coming right into the studio while you're doing a live show to tell us about this missing hamster.
She just burst right through. She ignored all the signals and came right into the studio.
I loved it. I loved it very much. Okay. We have two votes for Avengers Age of Ultron. Ryan.
Yeah. This one was really tough, but I went with Age of Ultron. It's just so freaking.
Oh, no. We're eliminating the barber?
Yeah.
Oh, that bums me out. That bums me out. Okay. All right. We are down to the final four.
Are you Tony Stank?
Tony Stank versus Captain America, the Winter Soldier, and the security guard saying, I am so fired.
Oh my gosh, that's hard.
Mark.
It's not hard for me. I just, Tony Stank, just you playing that little clip of the whole thing.
Are you Tony Stank?
This is Tony Stank.
Dude, I'm a juvenile. Like I'm still a fart jokes kind of guy, so I'm so sorry. I'm going Tony Stank.
All right. Ryan.
Yeah, I went with Tony Stank as well.
Sarah.
I am so fired.
Okay. I will send it to the comments. I will send it to the comments because I do expect Tony Stank to still win in the comments. I'm a split vote. Captain America, the Winter Soldier, as we heard a couple weeks ago, is in my top five. Maybe I had it at no, I had it at five. We're good. I can call it in my top five. And it's a fantastic film. That is a fantastic cameo because, again, it kind of comes out of nowhere. It is a film full of cameos. It's my second favorite cameo in the film. My first is Abed Nadir, Danny Pudi, who plays Abed Nadir on Community. He answers the doors and put his arms up. Son, don't. I love that cameo. But we will put it in the comments. Captain America Civil War, Tony Stank, or Captain America The Winter Soldier, both Russo brother projects. And I am so fired. We will move on while those come in. It's 2-1 at the moment. We will move on to Captain Marvel, Trust Me, True Believer, versus Avengers Age of Ultron and Excelsior. I will cast my vote first this time. I am voting for Avengers Age of Ultron and the liquor aged in the barrels of Grunhill's fleet, not meant for mortal men. Sarah.
I love that you repeat the entire line. I appreciate that.
Well, you can't only say half of it.
You can't. No. Excelsior.
Mark.
Excelsior.
Ryan, this late in the game, are we having a clean sweep?
We certainly are.
Excelsior. Wow. All right. And it looks like Tony Stank is going to move on. Stephanie says it's RDJ's giggle. It's so out of character, but it's his best friend. Well, we've got to hear the giggle that Stephanie is mentioning.
Are you Tony Stank?
Yes, this is Tony Stank. You're in the right place. Thank you for that. Never dropping that, by the way. Table for one, Mr. Stank, please, by the bathroom.
You do get a little bit of a giggle there at the very end from Robert Downey Jr. And I didn't cut it too short. It's simply how quick it is in the film. We are down to the championship round. Avengers Age of Ultron and the Liquor and Excelsior and Omaha Beach Blondie going up against that one we just played in Tony Stank.
Brian, so, do we know if was any of that improvised by either Don Cheadle or like, because it,
the way that Robert Downey Jr. reacts with that giggle tells me that at least the by the bathroom scene feels improvised, but I don't know anything about the filming of that. I really don't know. But again, it's so out of character that it really feels like that one caught Robert Downey Jr. off guard a little bit. But I don't know.
It just comes off as really improvised and organic, the way that that whole thing played out. I can't believe that that was scripted, that moment. They must have had at least three or four takes of it, and I think he riffed, and it makes it even that much better for me if that's the case.
Yeah, I would assume that to be the case, the way it comes off. Mark, are you ready to cast your vote?
I am. While Excelsior in and of itself is the line that I would say threads all of the MCU together, and it really behooves me to vote against Excelsior, Tony Stank is timeless, and I'm here for Tony Stank.
Ryan.
One of the first times Mark and I have gone against each other all night.
It's okay, brother. It's okay.
I'm going to have to go with Excelsior. The delivery is just so hilarious.
Ryan, I know you filled out a bracket fully ahead of time. Just curious, what was your championship?
These two exact.
It was, really?
Yeah.
All right. So we have one vote for Tony Stank, one vote for Avengers Age of Ultron. Sarah.
Excelsior.
Yeah.
I'm going to be 100% honest. I would have voted opposite of Sarah no matter what, because I do want our comments, our live audience, to be able to break the tie. Please let us know. Avengers Age of Ultron and Excelsior, or Tony Stank, what you would rather win our championship.
I love the form. I love how you're involving the audience here, but what does your heart say? I just want to know, what does your heart say? You did the right thing as the host to include everybody with the decision this big, but I just need to know, man.
Nobody will ever know.
Are you a juvenile? Ah, oh, come on, you're killing me.
Ultron would have been my vote.
Okay.
Ultron would have been my vote, but I want to know what the audience wants to do as well. So if it's overwhelming for Ultron or for Stank in the comments, then we will see. But, and it is at the moment. So we will give the audience another little bit. In the meantime, while we wait for the rest of our votes to come in, again, let us know which Stan Lee cameo is your favorite, Captain America, Civil War, and Tony Stank, or Avengers Age of Ultron and the World War II veteran. While we wait for those votes to come in.
I was going
to
say, while we wait, can I share my favorite cameo from Stan Lee?
Please do.
Which comes from Galaxy's Edge. So this was my Stan Lee cameo. I'm walking through Galaxy's Edge on Saturday, and I look at this guy, and I'm like, yo, this guy is channeling Stan Lee. And I knew we were doing the show, and I shot this picture to Brian. I'm like, here is my favorite. This right here is my favorite Stan Lee cameo. This cast member from Galaxy's Edge. Thank you.
I didn't pick up right now that it was a cast member until right now.
That's a cast member. Oh, so you awesome. Too can have your own Stan Lee cameo just by going to Galaxy's Edge.
All right. Sarah, what is going on at the Nerd Emporium?
I just got actually a bunch of new comics, old and new, that I will be posting on my Instagram account. So go follow me at the Nerd Emporium, please, and you will see some fun nerd content. I did want to say also real quick, the line in the Spider-Verse cameo, that anyone can wear the mask. I really, really, really love that line. And that one came out, I think, was it like a month after he passed away? And I
bawled. it was a matter of weeks. Yeah.
Just wept in the theater.
Yeah, that's fair. We will keep our eyes open to the Nerd Emporium. When you talk about Stan Lee in Spider-Verse, I'm loading it right now, is there was a quote that was at the end of Spider-Verse that said, that person who helps others simply because it should or must be done and because it is the right thing to do is indeed without a doubt a real superhero. That was something that they put on at the end of Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse as well. Stan Lee not only wrote it, he preached it, and he lived it, and he was a very kind man who lived quite the life. Ryan, do you have anything that you need to plug?
Nothing quite yet.
Okay.
Maybe in the coming weeks, but nothing quite yet.
Sounds good. Ryan, Mark called out his favorite non-MCU Stan Lee cameo. Again, we'll pull it back up just for fun. Do you have a favorite non-MCU Stan Lee cameo?
I'll probably also go with Spider-Verse, especially the quote you pulled up at the end. That was just really, really special, especially given how close it was to his passing.
Sarah, do you have a favorite non-MCU Stan Lee cameo?
Probably that one. There is a Fantastic Four comic cover where he's posing with She-Hulk, and he's mm-hmm. I can't remember what his quip is exactly in the little quote bubble, but it's just classic Stan Lee, and I love it.
I actually, you saying Fantastic Four made me think of, I think it was Rise of the Silver Surfer when he's invited to the wedding and he goes, I'm on the list. It's Stan Lee.
Yeah, that is Rise of the Silver Surfer. That's a good one. All right. My favorite is I really like the one where he's in The Amazing Spider-Man, where he's the librarian with his headset on and Spider-Man's fighting Lizard. I think that one is really good. But my favorite is from actually X-Men Apocalypse of all things. It's the only cameo that he had with his wife, Joan, where they go out into the front lawn. I think it's Apocalypse. Might be First Class. But they're watching something rise into space and he's standing with his wife in the front yard and they're looking up into space. That's my personal favorite. Mark, do you have a favorite non-MCU that's not the guy from Galaxy's Edge?
I do, and as the resident Disney guy, I feel like I would be missing a golden opportunity to plug from Big Hero 6, lest we forget it is a post-credit scene where we discover that Stan Lee is Fred's dad, and so that Big Hero 6 is connected to the MCU.
But if you're paying attention earlier in the film, you can see him
portrait. You can see him in the family portrait, but... just having him and his voice being in the movie too is a really big thing.
Stan talking about how he wears his underwear front, back, inside out, and then he goes front, back. Yeah.
I love Big Hero 6.
That's a good one. I will officially call it the winner of the Stanley cameo bracket.
Are you Tony Stank?
Tony Stank is the winner because we have an audience full of children.
Thank you, people. I get you.
Well, you got to have a winner in March. You've got to have this. You always need your best. It is the one shining moment for the Stan Lee cameos. I will say that I don't know if this was any good podcast whatsoever, but Ryan, Sarah, Mark, thank you so much for joining Earth's Mightiest Weirdos. We will continue to do brackets throughout the month of March. I will find a way to make this more interesting. I will find a way to make the audience participate, or not make the audience, have the audience participate a little bit more frequently. I think we just need to give the audience a vote every single round. I will figure out a way to make that work. But thank you so much. Stick to This Diz Life's group on YouTube and on Facebook to know what next week's bracket is going to be. But until the next time, for the children.